Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Hello there again.
And we really, between Matt Tamaris, who did a wonderful job bringing to people's awareness the importance of preparing.
Yes.
Bottom line, just take a few minutes out of your day, and then the ladies this morning, Sally, mm-hmm. who's taking care of a father and a mother, which is just, you know, amazing, with the Alzheimer's walk, which is going to be on September 17th, which we'll talk about for the next couple of weeks anyway. Just that woman deserves a medal for all her courage, and
yes,
she'll get
she
it.
Does.
But then she's an advocate, which is tremendous. And then we have now the Christina Lu Show.
Yeah.
All right, David. I mean this. And actually, next week, Christina's going to be on vacation.
Yes, I will.
So I don't know what people – I'm telling you this in advance because I don't want you tuning in next week saying, what am I going to do the following week, and you won't know.
That's a terrible voice.
Yeah, we are going to cram in all the things that you could do to take care of the next 2 weeks for you.
But there will be stuff on, and we'll have the information. But when it's void of Christine, there's just a void.
Yeah.
You can't. It's that black hole in the universe. We have to have Einstein come in and explain
right.
it to us. What's going on around the town?
Well, you know, the God willing, you know, the weather maintains this weekend because the Parks Department is having its the last film during their Free Movies in the Park series, Star Wars: The Force Awakens, which was a big box office hit.
So when is that?
That is actually Saturday.
Tomorrow.
At 8 p.m.
I think my kids are going to that because they're going to a film in the park.
There you go.
And my wife says, no, they're going to and that's because the little one, he should be in bed, but they're Star Wars
yes.
people.
Yes. Oh.
That's
no doubt,
why.
Yes. Okay. And I think that's great because, I mean, this was, you know, it's really amazing that the town was able to get, you know, this movie to be able to
yeah.
do that. So it
yeah.
should.
Yeah, they can come in their pajamas.
Yeah, whatever. They'll be falling asleep, whatever. But, you know, once in a while you let them stay up.
Of course. It's summertime, so you can kind of get away with these things. The movie's free, but parking is $10 if you pay in cash and $7 if you pay with credit card. So remember last time we weren't sure?
Right,
but
yeah.
That
I remember
the
that.
Case.
That
it
really?
Is, yes.
That's different.
I know.
Did you ever in your life?
John and I were a little confused, but that is the case. There must be some kind of.
Yeah, you said you're going to check on it because it's like.
Yeah, we thought we were promoting false information, but it is $10 for parking in cash, $7 in credit card.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really just a great place. You know, we say these movies in the parks are wonderful, like your family, because you're able to bring all, you know, your kids, your grandkids,
yeah.
you know, so you can make a whole family affair. And you just bring a chair and kind of set up shop and watch that. And I think it's a nice kind of nostalgic thing. It's almost like a drive-in movie kind of concept.
Which park?
It is going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park.
Formerly known as Bar Beach.
Exactly.
Right.
I know, and I slip every now and again and say that, but I'm trying to train
you're,
myself.
There are still signs up on the
yeah.
road that say Bar
That's
Beach.
That's right. But I definitely think everyone should check that out. And I heard wonderful things about Star Wars, too. So go check that out if the weather is permitting. Fun Day Monday is continuing. This Monday, August 15th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., will be another fun-filled day at North Hempstead Beach Park with Fun Day Monday. And that whole event is free. So parking that day is free, and, you know, entrance is free, too. And there will be Vince Rhodes will be performing that day. Who's
Who?
Kick it up. Vince Rhodes will have you kicking up your heels throughout. So that should be...
Yeah.
There you go.
Careful where you step.
But, you know, like I said, Fun Day Monday, I had the pleasure of attending one of them. And it's just a great event. You know, everybody has their little section, and there's tons and tons of activities, whether it's exercise classes, there's that mindfulness coloring that goes on, people walking on the trail, the farmer's market. So there really is something there for everyone. So check that out. And I just want to remind everyone, it's every Monday, but the last Monday of August, August 29th, is my personal favorite because it is the Hometown USA, which is a tribute to all the armed forces and veterans within the town. So, all right. And David falls under that category. It's really a great thing, and they have a lot of different services there. You're able to get your veteran's ID card at this event as well. So I think it's worth checking out. David should go and see what's going on there. And they also have a car show that day, too, which
oh,
is
really?
The old cars, which I love. It's so they have them all lined up along the beach, the classic car show. There'll be hot dogs there. If anyone's a big hot dog fan, there'll be free hot dogs given out.
You know, I was there last year or the year before. I remember that line.
Yes, the hot dog line is a very serious.
When you said hot dog, I was like, oh my God, I remember that.
So there'll be hot dogs, there'll be popcorn, the Dixie
Sauerkraut.
Land band.
They were trying to figure out with ketchup and mustard, and everybody's piling
it
up.
It
was like
a very yeah.
sauerkraut.
But that is, so that's August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. And it's really, like I said, it's definitely, it's fun. It's the celebration of, you know, the summer ending, which is, I can't believe I'm actually saying that.
I know.
But it's really a wonderful event. So if you have any questions, call 311. And you could also call 311 if you need transportation, because they have free transportation at different bus stops throughout the town. So you're able to find out which one is closest to you.
So that's the amazing thing. The transportation part.
It's huge, absolutely. Just, you know. And I think a lot of people don't, you know that necessarily. So we just want to kind of spread.
Because like at the Great Neck Social Center, the bus will pick you up at your house to bring you to the center. Mm-hmm. And right. then the bus picks you up at the center to take you to Funday Monday.
Yeah,
and
right.
Yeah, you know, you're done for the day. It's perfect.
Yes.
Absolutely. So.
And parking is so easy.
Yeah.
That's right. And also coming up August 21st from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. is the annual Kidstock festival that will be at North Hempstead Beach Park. And once again, the parking is $10 or $7 with credit card. This is great. You know, you can definitely a great time for your grandkids. There's a bunch of different performers there. Alex and the Kaleidoscope, Aaron Nigel Smith, Tim Kubert and the Space Cadets. So they're all providing different kinds of music. There'll be face painting, arts and crafts. And then the National Circus Project will also be having a performance and some entertainment, which they were there last year, and it was an amazing thing. So carnival games, food and refreshments will be there to purchase. So it's a fun thing for the whole family. So,
that's a great one. I've gone 2 or 3 years to that one when my grandson just – I was still carrying him.
Yeah.
And Kimberly are down there. And it's fun. It's just to walk around for the day. It's a good time.
Yeah,
it's,
it is.
And it's like something to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just – and like I said, you know, we really – I think those are the best events when you have like a whole intergenerational kind of thing going on. And it's fun for everyone because it just really broadens it up. So that's a great time. Kidstock, August 21st, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Cool.
So check that out. And then coming up September 17th, which will be here before we know it. It seemed very far away, September 17th. But it is the Beach Feast that North Hempstead puts on. And that's also at North Hempstead Beach Park from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. So we will have more details on all the food trucks that are there.
That's a very
big foodie event, the Beach Feast.
What?
The Alzheimer's Walk.
Right, it's the same day.
Yes.
And that's in the morning.
Oh, so there you go. So you can go to the Alzheimer's and then you can pop over to Beach Feast. Because Beach Feast is from 12 to 5, so there you go. So we just really, you know, want everyone to go because these events, the Parks Department, Community Services, I mean, I see how hard they really work on this. So I encourage everybody to go and check them out and enjoy the last days of summer at North Hempstead Beach Park.
My wife, I'll just tell you a quick story about that one. My wife was on the Alan, who runs the TV program for the town.
Yes.
My wife is talking to Judy at one of these trucks, and it was on TV, and she's talking to her, and then all of a sudden, out of the corner of her eye, she sees she's being taped. All she did is start backing up, just like, this is not for me. It was on. And I said, Steph, and it happened, that piece happened to be on TV. I said, look what you did, because I want any part of this. You know that.
Well, you can tell Steph I'm going to have to track this down now and see that, because that is.
You see a look, and then just like back right out of the camera. Like, I'm not here.
I love it. Well, I'll tell Steph I'll be trying to track down that video, because I think I need
funny.
To see that one. Supervisor Bosworth has certainly been running all around town this summer, and she actually traveled to Hicksville this last Saturday for the India Day Parade. Their theme this year was education, environment, and ecosystems, and it's certainly that's an important cause in North Hempstead. So she was took place in part of this celebration. So that was she traveled outside North Hempstead to Hicksville
She got her visa for it.
Yeah. She was allowed. She let it slide. She came to my neck of the woods. It's just really, and this whole theme was just to teach future generations how important it is to preserve our environment for the years to come. So.
Oh, it's so important.
Yeah, and that's why I said, you know, we always laugh in North Hempstead because we talk about all these initiatives and programs that go on, you know, and we have, of course, Project Independence for seniors, and we have programs for, you know, little kids, and then there's these pet programs, and then the environment. So Supervisor Bosworth is certainly covering all of her bases and not, you know, including everything, including the environment and all of her wonderful programs.
An environmental statistic.
Oh.
In 1970, there was 250 million gallons, 250 million gallons of water sold through these like Poland Spring bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, there was 10 billion gallons of water sold through those bottles, and that plastic doesn't dissolve.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing that, yeah. You know, from an ecological point of view, actually, my new office, I just said we changed from bottles to the one big cooler thing.
I love like, that. Cause
and
we
everybody
have that.
Get a plastic glass.
And, you know, I was thinking about that because I always tell my husband, because I have my, you know, my reusable water cup when I'm at the office,
right.
I go to the cooler, and I said, I feel like I actually drink more water because I have the straw and I'm just drinking. You know, so it's like, this is actually working out better for me. Then they all have a bottle that will
and it's
just
colder.
Sit on my desk. Yeah.
Because every time you fill it up, it's ice cold.
And you can
versus
get hot
the, you
water,
know.
Too, through it. So it's dual purpose, the one we have.
Carry it. Where do we go? Canteens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I keep this thing now.
Yeah.
Not years ago. You know, you get, as you change, you get conscious of certain things. You know, with the environment, with hurricanes, with plastic, mm-hmm. it's not changing. And it's only going to get much worse.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, and a little bit goes a long way. So do what you can. As John drinks through his reusable water cup.
That's right.
It's very eco-friendly. but speaking of the animals, the town animal shelter is offering, again, the free microchips for dogs and cats. And they've been doing this a couple of times, this event. And it's been very well attended because I think it costs about $50 to have it done,
okay.
You know, not on this day. But you bring it to the town, you bring your pet, your cat or your dog to the town animal shelter, and they will give a free microchip on Saturday, September 10th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And, you know, microchipping, it's so huge. I think it's the size of a grain of rice.
Oh, really? It's very non-invasive.
Yeah.
It's not a...
But, you know, just that little grain of rice can identify, you know, your dog if it gets lost, you know, and there's an ID number that's assigned.
It doesn't track your dog, though.
No, but I think
if
someone finds a dog and brings it in, they're
then
able to.
Then they know
to,
where it belongs.
Right,
I get you. Okay.
And there's a whole like list. I think there's, you know, it could say whether it had its shots or it's, you know, whatever
oh, nice.
It is.
Okay.
It's not a
GPS.
Okay, I thought it was a GPS. I'm saying, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. John wants that. John's going to report that back to Judy. but, you know, I think it's really a great service to the resident. And like I said, she's taking care of our, you know, the dogs and the cats. So that is on September 10th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
You know what we're going to do? We'll take a break.
Okay.
Because we're going to go into the next one, so we'll just keep it going. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.